Ladies and gentlemen, this is the place to come and tell us what's on your mind. There's no talking about it. This is the only place. This is it right here now. You pick up the telephone and tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, toll-free 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You ever engage with somebody in a debate and they say, no, the debate's over? And you kind of think, well, I think that means you've lost the debate. I don't do so well when folks go that route with me. I don't know about you, but you can tell me. With Todd Mitchell, I am Scott Hennen, and on the program today, we are going to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer, who will be here next hour for the full hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. And by the way, if you want to get your questions or comments in ahead of that, that's always a good idea. A lot of folks like to do that on Wednesdays because we load up. 855-200-1776. Later this hour, by the way, you press 1 when you call. So 855-200-1776, press 1, and leave your message, your question, or comment for Congressman Cramer. Bottom of this hour, North Dakota State Senator Tim Flack will be here on his proposal to increase the number of low-income scholarships as tuition costs increases, prepare to rise again. Here's the President of the United States, Barack Obama, yesterday on Obamacare in the Rose Garden. Listen to this, Todd, and see how you would react to this.
Yes, sir.
Roll it. People not to have health insurance. Why are they so mad about the idea of folks having health insurance? Many of the tall tales that have been told about this law have been debunked. There are still no death panels. Armageddon has not arrived. Instead, this law is helping millions of Americans. And in the coming years, it will help millions more. I've said before, I will always work with anyone who's willing to make this law work even better. But the debate over repealing this law is over. The Affordable Care Act is here to stay.
All right, the crowd there obviously loves it. Do you? Is the question. And, you know, a lot of our audience have called with complaints and specific stories about things that he's calling tall tales. That's a nice way of saying you're lying, isn't it, Todd? You're telling a tall tale.
Pretty much what that means, yeah.
Just fighting words. And another question for you, why are you so mad about people having health insurance? That's kind of a straw man argument, too, because I don't think people are saying, I don't want anybody to have health insurance. I think it's, this is not the fix that it was supposed to be. Keep your doctor, your premiums will go down, it'll cost you less, it'll be warm, fuzzy, milk and cookies, we're going to love it. It's not been what it was purported to be. And if the numbers are accurate, there's a very low amount of people that actually were uninsured that are signing up for it. So it didn't really take care of the problem. But the best part of that whole little clip there was the debate is over. I just don't think that generally, you're going to be well received when you're in the middle of a discussion about saying, "Hey, we got to start over. We got to repeal this." And by the way,
that sounds like a debate that like a boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever get into. This debate is over.
Yeah,
it's like I'm sick of this debate. Well, you may be, but it's not over until everybody agrees it's over. Not just because one person, whoever that person is, says it's over.
And incidentally, this isn't necessarily a bunch of, the president's political opponents who want to fix Obamacare. As we pointed out last week, you have Senator Heidi Heitkamp, Senator Mary Landrieu, Senator Mark Begich, Senator fellow from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, and a number of others that have said, hey, we need major changes here, major fixes. Now, Harry Reid has said, not going to do it, but... we've had a lot of calls from folks about Obamacare, so yesterday that's what the president said. I want to give you a chance to react to that. That's one point. You can do that by calling us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You know what else, Scott? I think any opposition politician also, you know, wants to. How many times have we heard that kind of thing? Well, he wants to kill the babies. He wants to kill the pets. I mean, you don't hear literally those words, but it's always that kind of imagery.
Well, that's why I didn't care for the line about why are you so mad about people having health insurance.
Right. Exactly. That's another one out of that same playbook. Of course we all want everybody to have health insurance. No reasonable human being wants people to not have health insurance. Why do we have to go to that extent to make our point?
That's issue one. Issue two, should Governor Jack Dalrymple forgive Grand Forks or any other school district snow days? Grand Forks schools have actually sent a letter, a special request to Governor Dalrymple. They didn't have school yesterday either, so Monday and Tuesday. And they said, look, we can't make it up. We don't know what to do here. We're not going to be able to get this done. So you think that's an area the governor belongs, or should they just figure it out? They're talking about, you know, starting the school day earlier, ending it later, doing all kinds of things to get around the weather school days. What do you, this is mandated in state law. You have to have so many days of school. That's part of your tax dollars at work there. What do you think of that being forgiven? And here is, to me, the doozy of all time. This was just sent to me right before the show. And let me apologize in advance for the graphic nature of this email, but it actually is an event that's happening at NDSU. They have a Facebook promotion of this going right now. And the question is, an event taking place at your taxpayer-supported, tax-run university, is this appropriate or not? Here's what it is. Friday night, April 4th, spend your evening with sex specialist and YouTube sensation Lacey Green, presented by the NDSU Women's Activist Organization. There's a name for an organization, the NDSU Women's Activist Organization. Lacey's Best Sex Ever presentation will focus on topics related to pleasure anatomy, sexual identity in college, safer sex, STIs, giving and receiving consent and alcohol. Lacey is a 24-year-old San Francisco-based sex positive speaker. What the heck that is, I have no idea. Who is finishing out the spring portion of her college speaking tour at NDSU. She runs the wildly popular Sex Plus YouTube channel and does work with Discovery Health and Planned Parenthood. Presentation starts 7:30 p.m. Central Hall, room 24, is free and open to the public. As I mentioned, they have a Facebook page promoting this particular event.
This isn't exactly your stereotypical feminism thing here, is it?
No.
Women's Activist Organization. I mean, I suppose just because you call yourself Women's Activist Organization doesn't mean you're feminist, for one thing.
Here's the big question. All right, I'm a mom or a dad sending a son or a daughter to NDSU. And all of us are paying with our tax dollars, obviously, support for the university. It is a tax-run university. Is this an appropriate event for the university to sponsor? And obviously, it's a university group. It's not the school itself, but it's NDSU's Women's Activist Organization. But the school, obviously, can have some say, thumbs up or thumbs down. Is this what you want taking place on your tax-supported, tax-run university, or is this no big deal? It seems to me to be a big deal. I would say it's a big deal, and as a parent, I'd not be happy if I had a son or daughter that was attending.
Better not send your kids down to spring break. Ainsley Earhart covered that for Fox News Channel, and they all seemed to be shocked at what was going on in spring break. And I'm looking at it going, is this your first spring break? Stuff was going on in spring break when I was in college.
So, Obamacare, the debate's over. Governor Dalrymple and a request from at least one school district on help on school days. And a rather tawdry NDSU event on Friday, supported with your taxpayer dollars. There's the three things on our mind today, and we want to know what's on yours. And you can weigh in on any of these by calling us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'll put this up on our Facebook page, too, so you can get all the tawdry details here and see this firsthand, along with a link to their Facebook page. I'm not sure this belongs in Fargo, North Dakota, at NDSU, at a taxpayer-funded institution in the state of North Dakota. I really don't. Someone who self-describes themselves in the way of Lacey Green as this sex-positive sensation. That's what she calls herself here. And the talk about identity and sexuality by an internet feminist.
That's internet feminist?
Yes.
That's what I mean. This doesn't sound like feminism to me. What would Gloria Allred say right now?
No, you tell us, folks. 800-228-0550. It's a doozy on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour, July 14th through 18th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's Port Services and Train Yards in Minot, the shipping terminal at the Port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Spring is sprung, and Megan from the North Dakota Truck Wash is on the phone to tell us about a brand new set of hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash starting April 6th. What's happening at North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Yep, as you mentioned, starting April 6th, we'll be open 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Folks, why waste time or fuel? Free VIP service, that deep cleaning process, satisfaction guarantee. They get rid of the mud, and it's 24/7. Call them at 701-628-1550 or stop and see them on the truck bypass south of the Senate, Stanley.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We are going to be broadcasting live from the Mandan location of High Plains Apache. Tell you all about Apache sprayers. And they're actually one of the first Apache sprayer dealers to open up at ET Ag Center, which is a unique business concept. Offers Apache sales and service application training, on-site retail store, like 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pump hoses, fittings, valves, and the works. And you know what? The open house is tomorrow. They have a spray clinic from 10 to 2, an opportunity to see this unique concept at play. They'll have reps on hand to visit with the farmers and see the latest models of the Apache sprayers, too. So come and see us right across the road from Bonanza, 1701 Eastside Court, Mandan tomorrow. If you haven't yet, like them on Facebook as well at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. And looking forward to being there tomorrow on location. And, by the way, I want to welcome a new sponsor to the program today as well. That is PetroServe USA. There's Bismarck Mandan location. There's Valley City location. There's West Fargo. Fargo, Moorhead, keep going into Minnesota, Dilworth, Linden, Bemidji, down to Wahpeton, and get a load of this deal. Four for four. You get four items for $4. And one of the items, a fresh-baked single-topping pizza, any two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pot for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. Here's an emailer on the NDSU event, and you can weigh in on this, by the way, at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. The event at NDSU is not tawdry. I think that was the word I used, wasn't I? Tawdry. It's obscene. All right? Not liking that one bit. That's what you get when NDSU and the rest of higher ed is answerable to no one. Prove me wrong, says another emailer. All right? It's up on Facebook if you want to weigh in there as well. I inadvertently, when I posted the link to the Facebook page, Todd, have also on our Facebook page added a little join the event link. So, you know, if you're thinking this event is a good idea and you're actually planning on attending, I guess I've made it easier for folks. Maybe I'm being a bit of a hypocrite here for crying out loud, criticizing the event, but making it easier for you to attend. But here's what we like to do. Give you the unvarnished details and then let you weigh in. I don't personally think this belongs at a tax-supported, tax-run university. I think it's a new low for NDSU. You may disagree. You may say, hey, it's college. It's, they're free to go whether they want to or not, but you can weigh in there as well. By the way, a lot of folks questioning the numbers. I'm back to our first topic on Obamacare. All right. We had, pom-poms in the Rose Garden yesterday. 7.1 million people have signed up. Boy, isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that super? But some interesting studies that are being done about those numbers. One study shows just 858,000 newly insured Americans have actually paid up. So, in other words, of the 7.1 million, less than a million actually saying, you know, here's the money for it. So signing up and actually paying for it and getting the health care are two different things. And some esteemed folks are crunching these numbers and saying something's not right here, including Charles Krauthammer. Here's what Krauthammer had to say about the victory lap yesterday. Let's roll that. Can we roll that?
I understand. It's a sliver if it hurts you, and it's gigantic if it helps you. Look, and it's also, if it, look, this is a phony number. And it's wonderfully precise. You know, these guys go 6 months without any idea what the numbers are, and all of a sudden it's to a decimal point, 7.1, not 0.2. But of course it's meaningless because, A, we don't know how many of them have paid, so it's an enrollment number that's not enrollment. But the more important one is how many were previously uninsured. The point of the plan, the point of revolutionizing a sixth of the economy, the point of kicking off a program that's going to cost $2 trillion over a decade, was to insure the uninsured. If it turns out that the overwhelming majority of the so-called 7.1 were people who had health insurance, liked their health insurance, were renewing their health insurance, and got kicked off their health insurance, whose lives are disrupted, premiums are raised, deductibles are raised, and lost their doctors, are now among the 7.1. So it's a net negative, but they won't tell us the number. And the real issue here for the political impact, will the media still pursue the real numbers? Are they going to say 7 is done and they're not going to revisit how many have actually paid, how many were previously uninsured, and of course how many are young and healthy?
All good questions, but the debate's over, so I don't know why he's messing around with even asking. George in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, first of all, on the Unaffordable Care Act, I need to call it that because my coverage has decreased, my premium has increased. So for me to call it the Affordable Care Act would be, I guess, dumber or whatever, wouldn't be the correct wording for me. And also when it comes to this thing going on at NDSU, the speaker, it's hard for us to complain about federal foolish spending when it happens at home in our own state. So that's all I have to say.
I don't know. I don't know if there's any direct cost to the taxpayers. A lot of times these different groups, what do we call this group again? The NDSU Women's Activist Organization would have independent funding. Now, I don't know. Sometimes they commingle funds, sometimes they don't, but I don't know that for a fact. But obviously, you know, the universities run by your tax dollars. And, you know, so sometimes I think that's a little bit of a slippery slope anyway. But I think George has a good point. You know, we're going to go to our graves, most likely, not making much of an impact on federal spending. Much as that bugs us, as much as it drives you crazy. What can you actually impact? What can you actually make a difference on? And I do believe things at the local level deserve more of our attention. I'm talking, what does your school district spend? What does your county spend? What does your city spend? You know, on up to obviously your state. And the closer you are to government, the better chance you have to affect some change on it. So I think that, you know, a fair point, George, that we ought to spend a little more time on things like this that we actually can make a real definite change in. So good point. Let's go to Dave in Minot, listening on KCJB. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Scott. Really enjoy your program.
Thank you.
You asked a question about it, if that's appropriate at NDSU. Well, I guess that completely depends on your point of view. But obviously, to people that have rule of law as their base, or even, for example, Christians have a standard to follow, of course it's inappropriate. And I would like to know, who is this women's group, this women's activist group, and what their mission statement is? I think that would be helpful.
Good question, Dave. Let me get Shirley and Bismarck here because we're up against the break. Shirley, you got 20 seconds to share your viewpoint. Go ahead quickly.
I'm just wondering if the people at NDSU, the people who allow porn in our facilities, would be as receptive to a large gathering of the Catholic Right to Life organization across the way.
That very interesting point. And, you know, the things that are allowed versus the ones that are banned tell us a lot, don't they? Surely good point. Thanks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Scenic stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Kevin Cramer will be here next hour for our weekly Talk Radio Town Hall. Any questions or comments for him, welcome now. If you'd like to get those in, you can call our hotline. It stands for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776. When you call that, press 1, leave your message, your comment, your question for Congressman Cramer. We'll use it next hour with him. Just a way to get you in queue and make sure your question gets asked and not have to wait or anything else. Nice and easy. So 855-200-1776, press extension 1. All right, Senator Tim Flackel in a moment here. In the meantime, Jay in Fargo wants to weigh in. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Jay, tell us.
How you doing, Scott?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Listen, this whole Obamacare thing, I got to tell you, you know, if I become Mayor Bonanzaville in West Fargo, North Dakota, I will repeal and kick Obamacare out of the city limits of Bonanzaville.
you've already
you
won,
doing, buddy.
Oh my goodness!
I figured I had to get you back for tagging people for you to vote on my Facebook page. Thanks, pal.
We better explain this to everybody. Jay Thomas does an afternoon radio show in Fargo on WDAY, and there is an organization. It's a Pioneer Village, kind of like Buckstop Junction in Bismarck, called Bonanzaville. It's a neat tourist stop in West Fargo, and that the Cass County Historical Society puts on. They came up with this neat idea last year to do a honorary mayor campaign and have the folks campaign for mayor, and they asked me to do that. Now, I have to unseat an incumbent, and that's Jay.
Yeah, buddy, good luck with that one, pal.
$8,000 he raised last year because, Todd, when you vote, You it costs $1 to vote, so you're helping out Bonanzaville, and then you're voting with your partner.
Ah. And you can vote as many times as you want, and you can say I want 50 votes, and you can come back the next day and do 50 more votes. But like you said, Scott, it's if people haven't been to Bonanzaville, for you folks outside the Fargo area, you come this way, Bonanzaville, Scott, and you can attest to this. It's absolutely a wonderful place.
It is. What I love about it just represents the best of North Dakota because it's just the hearty folks, a great character that. Built these communities, and they have a collection of, all of these buildings, and just a great way to preserve history. I love them. I love all of them. The one at the fairgrounds in Minot's great. Buckstop Junction's great. Bonanzaville's great. It's a great tour spot. It's right up there in the tour spots of, I think it's top 10 in North Dakota, so yeah, it is a great spot.
I think you're right. You can go to bonanzaville.org, folks. You also find them on Facebook. Seriously, on the Obamacare, here's the thing that kills me, Scott, is you have Washington coming out touting how this is a success. How can something be a success when you are forcing the people to buy it? That is not a success.
What you're doing, though, is you're taking all those anti-Obamacare folks and trying to suck them into your mayoral campaign here, for crying out loud. I can't even believe it. But
well, you kill two birds with one stone. And, hey, if you got Obamacare, you can get cured. Oh, all right.
Scott, you don't mean to say that would be an ineffective strategy. That might be a very effective strategy.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's absolutely brilliant, for sure. Appreciate
right,
the call,
guys,
Jay.
Thanks for having fun. Get back at it.
All right, take care. John and Bismarck, you're next. Then we'll get Senator Flackel in here to talk about the issue at hand, which we're going to chat about. Go ahead, John.
I would like to catch Flacco. You can pass this on, though. But, you know, not long ago, they had hit the news down there a dance team at the college was hit. They were being thrown out of their practice facility or something. And the president, Brisconi, some of his emails were a little ripe about this whole situation, but they were undercover, you know. His public comments were polished up, but that was a women's team. I don't know what the store old details were, but they were not allowed to use some facilities. Here's what I'd like you to talk to Flacco about. They have the new business school in downtown Fargo. They rehab these big old buildings, and it was promised, and I assume approved by old Getz, that this was all public money. This was under Chapman. All public money, and they eventually spent over $25 million rehabbing these old insurance buildings downtown Fargo. I've heard that, no, the state is paying for those, some lease scam. I'd like to hear who's actually paying for that new business school in downtown Fargo. Thank you.
All right, John, appreciate the call. Senator Tim Flacco is here, our guest to talk about his proposal to increase the number of low-income scholarships as tuition costs increases, prepare to be implemented, and we'll try and paraphrase your question for him as well as the other question we had about the event at NDSU on Friday. Senator Flacco, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Well, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're finally turning the corner on the weather here, hopefully.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Go ahead.
It was quite the April surprise, the April Fool's joke, wasn't it?
Yeah, I ended up being in Bismarck a little longer than I had anticipated, but that's the way it goes.
Exactly right. All right, let's start where we planned to talk to you about, and then I got a couple other issues I want to bring up with you. One is the proposal that you put forward on low-income scholarships. First of all, do you support the idea of higher tuition? Do the schools have no choice but to hike tuition higher than they had hoped?
Well, that's one that, you know, there's going to be a lot of discussion about whether they should have done that or not, and if they could have looked into their budgets, because we don't, you know, dig into their budgets that far. You know, my big concern during the session was when we came up with the new funding formula that at that time, under the previous chancellor, they refused to provide us with any kind of numbers in terms of if the state provides this many dollars, what does that, you know, require in tuition to give those university employees a similar 3% raise that they were talking about for state employees, for other state employees. And that was really frustrating. And at our last interim higher ed meeting, we told them that, from now on, we want a matrix so that if we pick a percentage, whether it's 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, whatever it is, that state employees are getting that we're looking at for higher ed people that are state employees. You know, we want it such that if we look at here's what the state does, what does that translate to in terms of tuition dollars? So that's on a go forward basis, what we really need to have happen. So we'll see how that plays out. But certainly we've, you know, done a variety of things, including the scholarship proposal I'm looking at for those students who come from those families that can least afford to pay for college. And we want to try to not have, you know, the ability to pay be a big barrier to those students. We don't want to saddle them with debt for years and years to come, because that, I think that also increases the chance that they may look to move out of state for other jobs. So North Dakota has some of the highest student debt in the nation. In the Midwest, averaging about $28,000. And about 83% of the grads from four-year public schools have student debt when they leave. So what the plan does, it looks to increase the number of eligible students from 8,000 students to 10,000 students. You know, so we get more of those lower-income students and families to have a little bit of money to help support their education so that doesn't create a barrier. And by doing that, we can, in essence, reduce the amount of work that they may have to do when they're taking classes, which kind of has a counterproductive in that if they're working, they aren't as able to take as high a class load. If they're not able to take as high a class load, they don't graduate in a real timely fashion. And then, you know, which often increases the amount of student loan debt that they have. They don't get into the workforce as quickly. So this really has a double win in terms of reducing the student debt as they move forward.
What is what is the cost to taxpayers for the increase of 2,000 additional scholarships?
It'd be about $11 million is the estimate right now.
That's $11 million more than is currently
correct.
Funding the 8,000.
That's currently allocated, right, for the 8,000 students. Because right now we pay, and it increases the amount per student by about 3%, kind of cost of living. Right now they get about $1,650 per student. This would increase it to $1,700. So, State College of Science in Wapton, that would cover about 40% of their tuition and fees. The two larger campuses, UND and NDSU, would cover about 25% of their tuition and fees on average. To give people kind of a reference of what does that translate to in terms of covering the cost of education.
And what is the eligibility requirements? The threshold would be where?
Well, we get that. The state gets that based upon the student and or the family's income. Oftentimes, because students are younger, they're categorized and lump sum with what their family's income would be. If you have an older student, say if they're in their late 20s, 30s, they're on their own, then they would, of course, have their standalone income. So those numbers will float up and down in terms of what the average, they would be from the low income of the spectrum. And the other thing I think is important to point out that this isn't just for the university system students. This also goes to tribal colleges, and a little over 8% of the money goes to them. About 12% goes to the private colleges, 12%, and tribal colleges, about 8%. So it's not just university system, but it's really because, taxpayers in North Dakota, they have children that go to tribal colleges. They have children that go to public or at private colleges. And as such, the feeling was that they could all be eligible. And the other thing we do in order to help ensure that the money is used in the intended way is that money is paid directly to the campus on behalf of the students. Because what we don't want to have happen is they get their tuition bill in the fall, they take out a student loan, and then they turn around, and when the check comes in the mail from the state for a scholarship program, whether it's this one or the merit-based scholarship, we don't want them to get a check in the mail, and then they run down to buy a new plasma TV or something. We want this really going towards the cost of education and not towards the cost of a lifestyle.
Jake in West Fargo, question for Senator Flackel. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jake.
Hi there.
Morning, Jake.
Hi there, guys. Hi.
Good morning.
Say, first, I want to start out by saying that I want to help all the low-income families, too, earn their way up there to get an education. But I got to say, this is the most convoluted backdoor way to do it, and let me tell you why. Because every time those universities know that the state's ready to plug money into their system, and by the way, you just said they're going to mail it right to the colleges, not even the kids themselves, why wouldn't the university system increase their rates? Because they know they got the state paying for it. And all that does is increase the cost to my kids. And this backdoor way to get more votes is so disgusting, I'm getting sick and tired of it.
All right, Jake, hang on, because we only have a few seconds. Not enough time for Senator Flackel to answer. If you want to hang on, you can get your answer on the other side of the break from our guest, the chair of the Senate Education Committee in North Dakota, Senator Tim Flackel, on What's on Your Mind. More after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT.
JerkySpot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at EvercorpBuildingSystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What's on your mind? Chat with Senator Tim Flackel about a proposal to increase the number of recipients of low-income tuition grants from the state of North Dakota from 8,000 to 10,000, and the scholarship amount would also increase by about 3%. Jake from West Fargo had a question before the break. Wanted to give you time to answer that, Senator, so go ahead and do that now for him.
Well, I don't believe there's really been ever any correlation between the two, and I'm guessing Jake would disagree with me on that, but you know, because we do the same thing for publics as we do for privates, we do for tribals, and the campuses are pretty aware that, you know, they're in the open market. We don't have a closed system here in North Dakota. If students don't like the cost of education, they're going to walk with their feet and go somewhere else. So the campuses are aware of that. And they do have ongoing costs. I mean, while the large bulk of it is salaries and benefits for the faculty, you know, 80% plus in many cases, there are things that continue to go up. They did a survey a while back that showed when the energy increased, because we always talk about what's coming in, but there was over $40 million additional dollars that would cost the state, in essence, for the additional cost of energy, heating and cooling and the like, and then transportation because of the additional cost of energy. So there is a downside to this, as we know, not just on infrastructure, roads, businesses and the like. So, you know,
Jake's point was that this is really just another way to mask an increase by giving it to the university a different way, and you're rejecting that idea.
Well, they don't get any more money. I mean, you know, universities wouldn't be opposed to it, but they don't get any more money per student. I mean, it just covers some of the cost of tuition and fees for the student.
Well, I guess the one way they may get more money would be that, you know, if a student says, I can't afford it without it, I can with it, so therefore I'm going to go.
Students. Right.
Yeah. So there would be more student there.
Because part of the challenge we have in North Dakota is the data is there that says we need 70% of our people in North Dakota to have some type of degree by the year 2018 to meet our economy, to meet the job openings that will exist then. And that's just, you know, not very far away. And right now we're at about 50%. So we need to, you know, to do a variety of things in a comprehensive manner to increase that number so we can continue to diversify our economy so that we can meet those growing economic development needs. Because some people, you know, simply just won't come here if they don't see that we have the educational assets to allow them to do well with their business.
A couple other topics that have come up unrelated to this particular issue. One, we had a caller just before you were on, John in Bismarck, and since you are part of the NDSU downtown team, Director of Operations for NDSU downtown, I guess the question is appropriate to you. He was suggesting that the buildings that are downtown were paid for by the state, not in the traditional way that buildings in the university system are paid for, and suggested there was some sort of creative lease. Is he right, wrong,
well,
or different?
You know, there's the combination where largely it was on donations. The Berry family stepped up big time. Others, Phoenix Harbor States, you know, different banks, you know, Gate City Bank, State Bank now, Bell State Bank. A whole variety of people really helped, you know, donate significant dollars to make that happen. It's owned by the foundation, and there are lease payments that go out, and then they basically end up with it at the end of a period of, you know, buying it for a dollar type scenario, which has happened. The NDSU Horse Park was the same, where they had some donations, but that was owned by the foundation up until which time the university/the state took it over.
All right. One other topic, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but somebody just before the show today sent us details of an event that's being held at NDSU on Friday, 7:30 p.m., sponsored by the NDSU Women's Activist Organization, entitled Best Sex Ever. And they're bringing in someone known as a YouTube sex sensation by the name of Lacey Green. And a number of our listeners think this is a...
Clearly, I'm not invited to this.
What is your reaction to the fact that it's being held at NDSU? Is this an appropriate event at a taxpayer-supported university?
Well, there are a lot of things that maybe the title is vastly different. But, you know, part of what... The reason why people go to and need to go to college is it's not just about filling their minds. It's about opening their minds. And some of the things that they have, you and I may not want to attend. But, I mean, again, I am not even aware of this one.
Yeah, we weren't until the beginning of the show, but obviously some of the details look a little on the dicey side. Are these generally when, like in this case, NDSU Women's Activist Organization, would there be any tax dollars in that, or is that a student group that's self-funded?
And I don't know this group. I mean, there's 200 and some groups, I think, or 180 or 200 various groups that have different purposes. Those, in essence, organizations wouldn't have tax dollars behind them. Now, I mean, they do provide meeting space for people.
Right, so some support from the university, but not paying the speaker, for instance, or not the actual group itself. Senator Tim Flackel, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Out of time today. Congressman Kevin Cramer when we come back for next hour.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Well, my good friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, have outdone themselves with a great deal for Scott Hannon listeners. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott will get you, get a load of this, 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off private bowling, which is a blast in the Chasers Bowling Alley, and free breakfast each morning of your stay now through the end of April. That's right. You stay any Sunday through Thursday, you'll get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off bowling, and free breakfast every morning of your stay at Chase on the Lake. Here's all you need to do. Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com. By the way, check out all the spa treatments in the Comprador Aveda Spa. The body wraps, the massages, the pedicures, the manicures, the spa packages. 50% off. Take your pick. It's a great deal. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to reserve yours now. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.